It's time now for the latest arts news. And Claire Nichols, the stars of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, have packed away their sequins.
They have. The festival wrapped up on Saturday night. I just wanted to run you through some of the early figures from the event, Michael. The festival says it had more than 41,000 people attend ticketed and free events. There were 36 sellout shows, 380 performers hitting the stage over 16 nights.
Yeah, well, that would use a lot of sequins, wouldn't it? I had a wonderful time at the Cabaret Festival. Now, for your next story...
So this music you're listening to, Michael, is called Cloud Proclamation. It's a short fanfare written by a 15-year-old composer, William Elvin, and performed by the Australian Youth Orchestra. Let's just hear the rest of it. So William was one of last year's winners of the Australian Fanfare competition. This is a competition open to all budding composers aged between 12 and 21 from around the country. And last year, six winners were chosen. They had each submitted a 30-second composition, a fanfare composition, and then they had these developed with composer mentors. So here's William Elvin explaining how that worked.
You know, I brought it in, it was just what I'd worked on. And, you know, the advice that Nick and Lyle gave me, you know, for improving the piece. I mean, it really did help. You know, it made it sound a lot cleaner and, you know, because there were quite a few errors in what I'd done and, you know, it sounded a lot better.
So the piece was developed and then these young composers, they got to sit in as the Australian Youth Orchestra recorded the tracks. And right now it's a really exciting time for William and his fellow winners because these recorded pieces have just been sent out to venues around the country, including the Arts Centre in Melbourne, the Adelaide Festival Centre, Perth Concert Hall and QPAC.
Isn't this marvellous? How heroic to have a fanfare competition. Who knew there was such a thing?
I know.
What a good idea. So what's going to happen now to all these fanfares?
Well, you know when you go to a show and you're getting your drink or your snack and then that bell starts to ding to tell you to head into the theatre, Michael? Instead of a bell, visitors to these particular venues get to hear these fanfares instead. Yeah, please enter the theatre. And actually, William Elvin, he composed Cloud Proclamation. He's based in Queensland and he has already heard his fanfare played at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre.
We had a few concerts there, so I got to run back up to the foyer and have a listen.
And what was that like?
Pretty cool.
So, I mean, do people know that it's you when they hear this? I mean, is it written down somewhere? Can people come and talk to you about it?
I think there's a sign saying that it is my fanfare, but, you know, I don't really mind this. I think it's just cool to have a playing.
So that's William Elvin. He was just 14 when he composed his winning fanfare for the fanfare competition.
So he's got fanfare form.
He does. And I have to tell you, actually, now just a new batch of composers have a new series of fanfares in the works. Just this week, the competition organiser Artology announced the winners of this year's fanfare competition. So they'll now start workshopping their pieces in the weeks ahead. So, Michael, I want you to keep your ears peeled the next time you go to the theatre. Maybe you'll hear one of these fanfares summon you to the auditorium.
I'm going to be very disappointed if they just play that boring old bell. I want to be summoned with... Now, talking of fanfares, what's happening on Broadway? There's a kung fu musical.
There is. You know, I'll never miss an opportunity to tell you about a strange new musical. This one's called Dragon Spring Phoenix Rise. It has a really unusual combination of creatives behind it. It's directed by Chen Shi Zheng, who comes from the world of Chinese opera. The script is by Jonathan Abel and Glenn Berger. They're the guys who wrote the movie Kung Fu Panda. And the songs are by the Australian pop artist Sia. This show was apparently inspired by old video footage of Bruce Lee when he was auditioning for a film. And the show itself, it's set in the near future It tells of a secret sect in Queens in New York that possesses the magical power to extend human life. There are twins separated from birth who reunite as adults to save the sect. And of course, they've got to save the world too, Michael. And this show sounds like it will be a real spectacular. There's going to be lots of action happening around, even above the audience. The previews for this show started last week. No official reviews yet, but as ever with shows from Broadway, I will be keeping an eye out for you.
Well, that just sounds absolutely fantastic. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.